I want to take just a moment to speak personally to many of you who are pastors across this country and in Canada and around the rest of the world. It's about an email that we sent out a couple of weeks ago and kind of resending it with this added video message. That email indicated that in Canada, a bill was passed, Bill C-4, which essentially made it a felony crime to try to convert someone from homosexuality, from any kind of homosexual lifestyle or any kind of transgender lifestyle, with up to 5 years sentence in jail. This is where the homosexual community has gone to this level of extreme. Well, that law goes into effect on January 8th. And some of my friends who are pastors in Canada said they want to take a stand all across Canada. That law goes into effect on the 8th, so the following Sunday, which would be the 16th of January, just a couple of weeks from now, many pastors in Canada are going to stand up in their pulpits and preach biblical sexual morality. This is critical, obviously, because people need to be converted from that sin. They need to come to Christ for not only deliverance from sexual deviation, but from sin and death and judgment and hell. So they want to take a bold stand as pastors against the law that their government has passed. And James Coates and some other pastors asked if I would stand with them. And I said, absolutely. So on the 16th, I'm going to be preaching on what the Bible says about homosexuality and what the Bible says about biblical morality. And I'm calling on pastors all across this country and anywhere else in the world to take the 16th of January and focus on this issue of biblical sexual morality and define what the Bible says about God's design for a man and a woman and their sexual identity and the relationship that marriage has been designed by God to fulfill. And we know it's exclusive. God doesn't allow for anything other than one man, one woman in marriage coming together in a sexual relationship. So I think we have to throw down the gauntlet. I think we have to take a stand. And January 16th is going to be the day that we'll see how much we can accomplish if we all get together on that same Sunday. Hope you'll join us.